that children were scared to go in. You'd say the house was supposed to be.
Yeah, haunted.
Okay. And what do people think they see around a graveyard at night?
See spirits.
Okay. What do they call the spirits?
Well, it's just on what it is. Some of them think it's called them haunts. I was passing a graveyard and had some graves that had caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, the sheep in this country then.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a sheep in there and got around one of them graves and couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Baa," every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was by myself. And I said, "I ain't never run, and I mean, you're going to run up and don't fuss in the graveyard." And I had to go by the farm hill road out there on, I reckon, to get to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I looked, moon just shining, pale moon, what you might say, mm-hmm. went bright. And I take the old sheep and by the horn, I could reach him, I'd stand up there and
mm-hmm.
lift him up. And he said, "Bah," he went off. And I quit shaking. All my hair was standing up when I reached down there to get that sheep.
Uh-huh.
You ever had your hair stand on the end, you know?
No.
Never been scared then.
Not like that. What would you call something like a black cat, maybe, that's supposed to bring bad luck?
We have one. Me and my wife and dad, we raised 2-3 sets of kittens from her. And she's a black cat, and she does come to the house one night and take nothing. She'd want to kill her, we'll have bad luck.
What would she call that? She'd say, would you call it a jinx or a hoodoo or voodoo?
I don't know. I said nothing but the jinx or something or another. I'd have laughed at her about it.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed there. And next morning, she'd caught 2-3 mice, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she seen where she caught them. Then she got to liking her. And we both went to liking her. And we'd feed her in the kitchen. And all about the place. And she kept the rats run off.
Uh-huh.
I lived about 2-3 years. The dogs got a hold of her one night and killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hunted for a long time trying to get another black cat.
Mm-hmm. What do people call someone who's supposed, a person who brings bad luck? You'd say that he's a
jinx.
Okay. And what do you call a child who's born to a woman that's not married?
Born bastard.
Okay, any other expression?
Well, they really don't call them bastards. They aren't married. That's our Bible name.
And what do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker's shop.
Okay. And what they put the body in is called a...
What do they put the body in?
Mm-hmm.
In a coffin.
Okay.
And then they got, some of them got in that bend, the ruin buggers, the thing that would slip it into the edge of the wall, you know, you've mm-hmm. seen the picture
of
them.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that. Say if you had something smaller than a river, would be called a...
Now, how about you?
Water flowing along, but smaller than a river, it would be a...
A brook.
Okay, anything else?
A ditch.
Or what about bigger than a brook?
The frogs and minnows and everything else that raises in them, you see. And some face a dam room up,
uh-huh.
puts a little dam around them, and raises fish and use them for fish bait,
mm-hmm.
catch bigger fish.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the, well before, what did men used to wear to hold up their pants before they'd wear belts?